got here at dark o'clock, but now that the sun
Were you proud of me that I was waiting for you outside this?
I was. I thought maybe you were one of those homeless people,
right.
But it was nice to, you know, the way you were dressed and the way you looked. But
yeah.
Then I recognized you. And so we left at 4 o'clock. We were down here. But the sun's coming up, and this is unbelievable, isn't it? I mean,
incredible.
Just all the different aircrafts that are here, the educational opportunities. And for you, John, I did find where the Wisconsin cheese curds are being sold.
Ah,
so, yeah, I know that. That's why you're here.
Thank you.
But most of us are here to really enjoy this EAA Air Venture here in Oshkosh. It's the 70th anniversary, as you know, right? We talked about that last week on our show, the 50th year of the end of the combat for Vietnam.
I went over and walked around the Vietnam helicopters.
It's unbelievable.
Very cool. Yeah. Cobra, Huey, the whole thing. Incredible.
And This airport, you know, you heard some of the planes, but this is the busiest airport
in the world.
Next 3 days.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
In the world.
We're going to have, it's pretty cool. They're going to have, 650,000 attendees here over the next
incredible?
5-6 days. And when we drove in, even though it was dark, do you see all those campers?
Mm-mm.
12,000, 10,000 campers are here with their RVs. And
yeah.
So it's just very, very cool. Just a lot of things going on. And I know it's a busy week for some of you because you're going to the Packer shareholders meeting in Green Bay at 11 o'clock. But this is going on all week here. It's the 24th to the 30th. And just so that you guys know, our listeners, that, you know, Boeing, they pay for everyone under 18.
Yeah.
So it's free admission for... And you want to get the youth engaged
in
every
industry. Did you see their plane over there?
Oh, yeah.
It's huge.
That's awesome.
Oh, my Lord, is that thing big.
That Dreamlifter?
Yeah.
And that carries parts. And you know, the booth that I like, and I want to – they're not there yet, but I want to get them on here. Those little, like, Jetson aircrafts.
I know.
I think those are so cool. I took pictures and
sent
them.
They're so small. It's incredible.
But they – you know, that's the personalized vehicle. And I don't know what the price is.
Do you remember the TV show, The Jetsons?
Absolutely.
Can I make a confession?
Don't tell me you haven't watched that.
No, I had a crush on Judy Jetson.
Oh, yeah, but that's not that, – that's okay.
Okay.
That's
Todd, did you?
With Farrah Fawcett.
Todd said – he said the same thing.
Judy Jetson, Farrah Fawcett, and –
Yeah, but at least I didn't have a poster of Judy Jetson in my bedroom like you did,
sicko.
Wow.
Not Wilma. Who's the other? Betty Flintstone. Not Betty Flintstone. Betty Rubble, right?
Really?
I don't know.
You had a crush on Betty
I was thinking of you, John, not me.
Oh, no. Judy Jetson was my crush.
Okay, well, that was a cartoon character. What I'm saying is Farrah Fawcett was not. Anyway, Boeing is picking up the tab for everyone under 18 receives free admission. So that's cool. And, you know, this is an unbelievable industry. You know, some industries are getting a little bit tired or this is just on the cusp of –
It just keeps growing bigger and bigger and bigger. And you know what's cool, though, Jim? We're reading the – they put out a newspaper here for the EAA.
Oh, yeah, that's
and true. I was reading that article. There's this young girl. She's like 21 years old, and she used to sell jewelry here. She'd make her own jewelry and sell it. It was aviation-type themed jewelry. And she made enough money to buy her own plane.
I know.
And she has her own plane here now.
Yeah.
And she's like 20 years old.
Yep.
We got to get her on tomorrow for
sure. All right.
Todd, can you get on that?
Yeah,
did you see
Todd,
that story?
Somebody.
Yeah, find
Todd,
her.
She's great. The other thing, we talked about the progression of aviation. And, you know, I mean, it hasn't been around all that long, right? A little over 100 years. But this whole NASA tent that they have, you know, where they got the exhibits on some of the moon missions. They've got. Those members of Apollo are here, which is very cool.
Did you ever,
cool,
okay, have
Charlie
you ever been,
Duke.
Have you, I didn't mean to interrupt. Am I interrupting you?
You always do, okay. But go ahead.
So have you ever been to the museum at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton, Ohio?
No.
They've got one of the original Gemini.
Cap. Yeah.
They're so small,
and
it looks like they riveted a garbage can together.
Oh, I know.
And they went around the moon and stuff in this thing. It's so tiny, and it looks like it's so fragile. It literally looks like a garbage can.
I know that Apollo thing. Well, that's with the Smithsonian. You look at that. It's like those guys were cramped in there.
Yeah, oh,
that's
my God.
But anyway, here we're at the NASA tent, which is very cool. They've got a lot of things on the future of space exploration. So, yeah, that's fun for, you know, people our age. It's fun for, you know, our son-in-laws. It's fun. It's fun for kids. I mean, this is just there's so
much. I used
to
want
to
be an astronaut.
Oh yeah, who wouldn't?
I did. That's why I used to take the physical fitness test, and that's why I've had so many. Jim, listen to me. I've had so many people criticize you because you made fun of my 34 push-ups when I was 11.
In an
that's
hour?
That's like, that is like, people are like, oh my God, that was like Olympic caliber. They say that, Jim.
All right, let's
lots of people say that.
That's funny because we share the same website. I haven't seen one, but that's all right, Johnny. If that's what you, they text you personally and tell you how great you are. Yeah, I haven't seen
that.
Those,
that might have been a world record for 11-year-old doing 34 push-ups.
That's not even 1 a second. That's
how many can you do right now?
Well, not that's. Hey,
how many
I'm not
can
11.
You do right now?
I'm not 11.
We're talking. How many can you do? How many push-ups can you do?
We are at the EAA Air Venture here in Oshkosh.
I tried it this weekend. You know how many? Take a guess.
Three.
Six.
Six. Okay. Okay, so I think I'm closer. All right, I think I can do.
But I'm working on it. I'm going to get back up to 34.
You can. Okay, this is. I don't believe that. If you can do
it's
34.
True.
No. All right. EAA, but I got to think of a bet for that. There's no way you're
going to
do that.
I'm going to
hey,
do
the
it.
Other the other thing that's very cool here, we talked about the Nassau tent and the Boeing Plaza, which is that's that dream lifter you were talking about.
Yeah,
that's
huge.
The one that's over there.
Oh my God,
it's a 747, and they modified that.
It looks really fat.
It
you
is.
Know what I mean, it's
you
like
know,
really.
But it carries not people like you. It's that's not why it's designed that way. It is
God,
designed to carry
people
parts.
Like you. What?
It's designed to carry parts to other
spare
airlines.
Spare parts?
Spare parts.
Oh.
The Dream Lifter, it's called.
I didn't know that.
And it's a modified 747.
I'm impressed that you know this.
Everybody knows that. It's the 747. So that is very cool to see, but there's a lot of stuff at that.
You think I'd be a good pilot?
No. The other thing I want to talk about, though, and we can that whole military area. Right?
Yeah.
Did you see those C-130s? And
no, I didn't see a C-130, but like I said, the helicopters are very cool because they even still have the they got the rockets, like four rockets on each side.
On the helicopter.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are.
Those are amazing.
And that's we've got to and get some of these. Well, of course, it's the 50th anniversary of that Vietnam and
Todd,
the combat.
Todd, can you hook us up with some Vietnam pilots?
No, we can find those guys. They're
Todd's
going
to do it. You won't. You'll just wander around looking. I know you.
Looking for your cheese curds
oh
and your
gosh.
Mountain Dew.
How did this city
which is,
run when you were mayor?
Very well, by the way.
Oh, fine. How about that accident in Green Bay last night? Did
oh,
you hear about that?
I don't want to talk about that.
Sounds
I mean,
like two people were drag racing.
Yeah.
Crash into a building. Was it on Maine?
Webster.
Webster? I thought it was on Maine.
No, it's on Webster.
By wow.
Road trip.
Destroyed the building, even.
Yeah, destroyed that Mercedes. I'll
yeah,
that.
Just incredible. But you know what? There's a lot. I'll tell you what. So I'm staying at the City Deck.
Yes.
Right now.
City Deck Landing.
City Deck Landing.
Right.
And the Riverwalk.
Right.
And it's amazing how many unbelievably fast cars, loud cars, go down Washington Street up to, like, the bridge. Would that be Main Street right there?
That's
it's
Washington
incredible.
Street. Yes. There's the city. Now, when I was mayor, I just want to say,
Salute.
John, though.
Hail Caesar!
We were stricter on noise, and I told you that on the way down here this morning that we had a number. You could just take the person's license plate, call in this number, and we would go see them or issue them a ticket, and they would have to come in and defend that it wasn't their muffler or their motorcycle. The city's loud. The city's
it's
too
loud.
It is. And we're going to have somebody on.
But
to,
isn't
to
that a safety thing for motorcycles? They want them real loud so people can hear them?
I don't know. They should learn how to drive. No, I don't. That's not it. Speaking of loud, though, I think it's going to get loud here, though, Johnny. Those
oh, I know.
We're
surrounded by 5,000 airplanes.
It's going to be loud here, especially when those the F-18s. That's going to be very cool.
Do you think I
could
have been like a fighter pilot?
That you know what? As risky as it is, there's got to be an unbelievable adrenaline high being a fighter pilot. I would love that.
I do. Don't you think I'd be good at that?
No, but I would. That would be, yeah, no, that'd be awesome. And just you know, get the guy in that crosshair.
I'm just not real detail-oriented, I'll be honest
yeah,
with you.
Right. So I think we would have civilian casualties we have to stay away from. So, but you would have maybe been a good, you know, wingman.
Yeah.
You know, could I encourage me to
absolutely.
Shoot.
Right,
I mean, Johnny,
right.
Let's get them in the target
right.
first. But it's going to be cool to get these people because what I love about this aviation, this event here, is just the different levels. And you see all the stuff they have for kids and they have
Well, did you see the pedal planes they got for kids up to 7?
Right.
These beautiful little replica planes
yeah.
where kids can, like, pedal them all over the the grounds.
And then, you know, if this, you know, we're talking, we have.
Hey, we should race. You and I get in those and have a race.
No, I
for like $100. You want to do that?
I don't think we've got the insurance for the heart attack, John. Okay. No, but we also, somebody who's with us today was one of the owners of Civic Media. And so we talked about the private jet. I've been eyeing those up, too.
And
so,
a boat.
And I want the, you like the boat. I'll take the jet. But we'll get Mike on a little bit later and just see what we have to do to secure that private jet.
Why would you not want a boat? I don't understand that. We could broadcast live on a boat, Jim, in the bay, up and down the Fox.
If Civic Media continues to grow and they, you know, they own Wisconsin.
I saw a really cool, you know,
we could take our jet from place to place.
You know, it's a cool little town, Menchelville. You ever been to Menchelville?
Yeah, I heard
it's got the greatest scrapyard ever. It's
got
like 5,000 cars there. I want to go walk. I want to do a show from there.
From a scrapyard.
Yeah. But anyway, the Iron Buffalo is there. Is it Iron Buffalo? Iron Nickel?
John, nobody knows. Nobody cares.
Yeah, it's a great bar.
Oh, it's a bar. Okay.
Yeah.
So their claim to fame is a junkyard?
Nice. What I'm getting at, there was a great wooden boat, like a 1940s boat, for sale in somebody's yard. That would be perfect for us.
No, it would be perfect for you.
Yes.
No, I'm getting the jet. We're gonna focus on the jet. So we want people to come and join us here. We're going to be here this week. This opens at 7. It's open from 7 till 9. There's air shows.
We were here at like 4:45.
Yeah, we were. We were here early.
That's unbelievable. I got up at 3 o'clock this morning.
But there's night shows, too.
Yeah.
That they're going to be doing.
And they have movies. They have all kinds of things.
Well, yeah, but those. I know they're not called crop dusters, but what are those?
Biplanes.
Yeah, but they're called something else, aren't they? That do they come really close to each other?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're called biplanes.
There's another word, which I'm going to dig up after the break.
Yeah, I got another word.
All right.
All right, we're going to set a quick break. Mine or the mayor, we are at EAA, which is a phenomenal place to be.
It's unbelievable.
It's like a gorgeous morning. It's beautiful out here. We're going to be talking to some folks as soon as they get up. Let's just go knock on some tents.
We will.
Hey.
Come on, you guys.
Wake up.
All right.
We're going to set a break.
97.9.
Back up for this.
WGBB.
He's not just overweight.
Pretty much ground zero for EAA where we are here, Jim. It's just you can walk in any direction here and just see the most incredible forms of air travel. Right. I mean, some of them, it's like, how does that thing get off the ground?
Well, both history and then what's new and kind of this, we talked about a little space technology. And then how about that whole area of experimental aircrafts? I mean, these guys flew here in this thing that was in a box 2 weeks ago.
And they put them together and they're,
right.
I know.
Man.
I know. I agree.
But they all make it. They love it, and they
are they. Did Dick say Dick Kapitsky, who we'll be talking to later? Did he say there was going to be a jetpack guy here?
Yeah,
didn't he tell us that on the air
last week?
Yeah,
he did.
I want to try that.
Right, and he talked about why they weren't. Why that's never, you know,
because
the
fuel only lasts for like 30 seconds
right,
or something.
You get high enough, it's like okay, we're out of fuel. Yeah, that's not
yeah,
a good idea. But that's here, but. The whole experimental aircraft area and these small ones, like this thing flying.
I know, that's what I mean. That's what's incredible.
Yeah, and the flights will be queued up now, and they land, what do they land in an hour? I was reading that. It's unbelievable what they do here. But anyway, we're excited about being here at the EAA, and the reason we're here is because the owner of our company, Civic Media, allowed us to be here, and this is a... Yeah, he doesn't like the term startup, but it's a relatively new company that has really acquired a lot of radio stations here in the state of Wisconsin. I think they have future plans outside the state. But what their goal is to, you know, reconnect people with their local communities. And hired me and John and I, and we love it. And one of the owners is with us today. So he's got his own radio show. It's called The Devil's Advocates on at 4 o'clock. You can listen to it here on WGBW 97.9. And he got here at dark o'clock too.
Okay, let me just say this. So we're driving, Mike, how you doing, bud?
Good. Good morning, gentlemen.
So we're driving in, and it's pitch black, obviously. It was like, 4:30, whatever. And Jim goes, yeah, I'm going to follow this guy, but I don't have a lot of confidence in him. He's putting his brakes on all the time. I don't think he knows where he's going. And then he goes, oh, I think that's Mike.
That's a Mercedes.
How I beat you guys here this morning, I'll never know.
Right, yeah.
I was awake when my alarm went off at 3:30.
And there you go.
I'm not a morning guy.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a 3:30 a.m. I know. Tail end, if you know what I'm saying.
But this is – how's business? I mean, we feel like business is going pretty well with our little station, and thanks again for hiring us. But how are you doing with your other 21 stations?
Well, we're not quite there yet, man. You're adding on. Okay. We're at 18.
We're at 18.
And we'll get to 20 here soon.
Okay.
Did you know that Jim – on our TV show the other day, we did said we're going to 3 hours. Did you notice?
No, Johnny said that.
Who said that?
You might know.
You? No, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I am absolutely sure.
There you go. Thank you, Mike.
Way to go, Todd. Way to nod. Suck up. Thanks for having my back, Todd.
Todd's our producer today.
You guys were on the local Channel 5 in Green Bay,
right?
And you guys just dominated the whole show.
We kind of hijacked it.
You absolutely did. There was no hosting going on. You guys just did your morning show, only you did it on the TV.
And kind of.
And I know how that guy felt because he wasn't really needed.
We had fun. That was good.
There's a couple other TV stations who've asked us to be on, but they haven't called back, John, after that. So we'll
I know, right? You noticed that? I know. I don't know what happened there.
But tell us, I want to just, our listeners, Civic Media, you're not real well known, but you're getting well known. And what's this, you got your 18 stations, you're hiring hosts. What's the goal of Civic Media?
Ultimately, the goal is to preserve local radio, to preserve local journalism, and to make it community focused. And that's where you guys come in. As the former mayor of Green Bay, if anyone doesn't know your resume, you'll tell them quickly.
Absolutely.
Former mayor.
Oh, my goodness.
Green Bay, Jim
when I was mayor.
And, of course, John, everybody knows John Mino. And
of course.
Before I knew John Mino, people are like, you got to know John Mino.
Right.
He'd be a great fit. And you guys have been. And we're excited that you're on WGBW, which, Green Bay, it's the number 68 media market in America. It's bigger than the Madison-Dane County area. And people don't realize that. They don't give it the deference that the Fox Valleys are due. And we're also playing you out right here in Oshkosh. Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM and 98.3 FM. Not just in deference to EAA, but, you guys are local. You guys are Fox Valley legends. And if you're not legendary yet, Jim, you will be soon.
You will be, Jim. Keep telling yourself that. You and Milton.
And we do want to talk to.
Hey, by the way, thank
thanks
you.
Thanks for interrupting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You cleaned the dashboard.
I did. See, I take my car.
It is so slobbering normally from Milton. He sits on a blanket in the passenger seat and just licks the dashboard and sneezes on it and does whatever. I'm sitting in there.
And how does the dog act?
So you cleaned it. I noticed that first thing this morning.
I did.
Thank you for that.
And I'm going to listen to you all week complaining. So I thought, well, I'll just get it done. So I did it last night. In Oshkosh, which is a great city, all the cities that we broadcast to, I mean, we talk about Appleton. That's an awesome city, right? Lawrence and Music Mile. But Oshkosh, I want to get the city manager, who I know quite well, or the mayor, just to talk about what's going on here in this community, because it's another great part of our listening audience. And boy, for them to have EAA, what a coup. This is, talk about a world stage. Like, we're going to have.
Well, how about when Dick was on the other day and talking about the different people that have been here?
Right.
Travolta and Harrison Ford and Gary Sinise and some of the biggest actors in the world have all been here.
Doesn't everyone love aviation? There's a little
bit of a mystique
to it.
I think
it's
so.
It's just awesome. And you talk about, if you're a pilot, that's kind of a little bit of a, I don't want to say chick magnet because that wouldn't be appropriate, but that's.
Oh, no. Oh, I'll be honest with you. Something I remember. Wait, okay, let me tell you something. At the Packer games, when those guys would do the flight, What is that? I don't know what that
means.
That
means 30 seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds. Okay, thank you. When those guys, when those guys in their flight suits,
right.
Women go crazy. We got to send her a quick break. I bought a flight suit just for that. We'll be back right after this.
This summer.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, coming your way live from Oshkosh at EAA, a phenomenal place to be. Maybe the hottest place to be in the nation right now if you're into aviation and things like that, which we are. And Jim, talk to about our special guest.
So during the break, I just went for a little walk and ran into two people that were walking down the looking at some of the planes. And we're going to have 650,000 visitors here
right.
this week. We have two of them in our booth today.
600,000. Isn't
right.
that incredible?
It is. And two of them. And John, yeah. you here, put the mic closer here. You are, where are you from?
I'm 20 miles south of Syracuse, New York.
So you're up in the New York area. And
the Orangemen.
Central New York.
The Orangemen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm rural. I own a, you know, a large dairy farm.
Isn't that nice? And do you have your own plane?
Yes.
That's unbelievable. So what do you have?
I have a 1950 Cessna 170, which is this year is the 75th anniversary of them. There's hundreds of them out there.
1950? The plane is from? Did you rebuild it yourself? Or
no, this is a stock Cessna 170.
Okay.
It's an antique classic. I've had it for 43 years.
Oh, that's cool. How did you get into flying?
I just, as a kid, just always wanted to.
We were talking
cool.
earlier,
you know,
John.
Little models.
Yeah. Oh, I used to love doing that. I used to the little model planes. I loved doing that. Like you can't believe.
Right, John. What kid doesn't like aviation? Right.
Right?
I mean, you know it. So, did you flew here in your own plane?
Yeah, the plane I built.
You built the plane and flew here.
Yes.
That's still
how
kind
do
of
you
amazing.
Build a plane? You know what I mean? I build birdhouses. He builds planes.
Well, it was a slow process. It actually. I started it on July 4th, 2001.
Okay.
Oh, really?
And so it was a 20-year project. It was on and off. It was years I never touched it. And I had a crazy Corvette engine in it at one time. It's just a little two-seater aluminum airplane. But I got a 200-horse Lycoming in it now.
Oh, wow.
And it's just like a racehorse. It just goes.
Wow.
So you took off from Syracuse.
From my own private strip.
You have your own private strip.
Yes.
Well, pretty successful.
And you're a dairy farmer, you said, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty
John,
cool.
John, we're in the wrong business.
I know we are.
That's awesome. Did you stop and refuel a couple times?
Yes, because it's a small plane, and we got our camping gear and sleeping bags, and we're limited in weight. So I had to limit the amount of fuel I could have.
I could
have made it here at one without it stopping, but you don't come in here and low on fuel.
No.
No.
You never know how long you're going to be in a holding
right.
pattern.
And you're here with your daughter.
Yes.
What a great, just a special time, right, to fly with your daughter. Is she into aviation like you?
Well, she thinks she wants to get her license.
Thanks.
I don't know if Dad gave the okay yet. Yeah.
But when you build your own plane like that, John, I mean, you have to have a lot of confidence in your skills, right?
Well, I didn't have any. I had no villain experience working with aluminum and rivets.
Okay.
But we came here one year, and they have the forms. You actually do some hands-on, and you cut the aluminum, and you drill it, and you rivet it together, just little pieces, you know, and make a little aluminum box or something. But that's all it takes.
No, wait. Wow. So you came here. You learned how to do the aluminum riveting?
The basics. And it's a Vans aircraft kit. And it's all, you know, 95% of aluminum. You got some fiberglass wingtips and the cowling, but it's all riveted together. You got about 20,000 rivets you have to
learn. Wow. Wow.
And they're all buck rivets. And there's just a few pop rivets in it.
Terrific. We got to come and see that. So
There's hundreds of them out here.
what's it like? I just want to ask that. What's it like when you have such a love for aviation and for the hands-on aspect of it? What's it like being here with literally thousands of other people that have the same interest?
Well, I don't know. It's just such a indescribable bond, you know. Everybody has the same interest and same love. And
boy, you guys
do. Quite unique.
You do love the industry, right? It's amazing. Why do you guys tear up when you talk about how the progression and just the camaraderie of this convention?
Yeah, it's nothing like it in the world. And I think anything that's ever flown has been here,
right?
And is here now,
right?
And
isn't
that
crazy?
Warbirds, you know, and the antique classics. It's just, and the shape these planes are in are beautiful.
Yeah. Right. They really are.
It's getting so expensive to keep them going, put fuel in them. And,
how expensive is fuel, aviation fuel?
Well, back home it's 6 1/4 a gallon.
A gallon, wow.
Got it for $5.99 in Michigan somewhere, but some places it's just right around $5.
This might be a dumb question, but how many miles to a gallon does a plane get?
The one I get, it prints on 8.5 gallons an hour at 175 miles an hour, 145 knots.
Okay.
So it's 20-some miles a gallon, a little 20.
Oh, that's not bad then. I mean, that's like
better than
my car.
Right.
Yeah.
Better than your car. How often do you fly?
Well, since I kind of slacked off since the last 5 years, but the last year I've flown quite a bit. I got about 100 hours in the last 12 months because I just got the RV flying last March, a year ago in March, and I kept it. We put it together and finished it up and painted it up to Oswego County up north of Syracuse, Fulton, New York. And so that was 35, 40 miles from my house. So I take my Cessna and fly it up there to fly the RV. And so I got, time in both planes this last year a lot.
Nice.
So do you camp here? Do you have a tent?
Yeah, we got a tent.
That's awesome. Yeah. Jim, let's get a tent.
No.
Let's camp here. You want to do that?
We're not. We can drive. We'll go back to Green Bay. So anything you're really, besides the camaraderie and really seeing a lot of the history, anything that you're looking forward to seeing this year? And you've been here, what, 8-10 times? Or
yeah,
what?
Something like that. I've lost track.
Right.
The first time I came here was 1976, the 200th anniversary.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's awesome. Where were you in 76?
Yeah.
You're a little greaser then, weren't you?
Yeah.
You were a greaser.
Back to our guest. Yeah,
and,
so.
You see the change and the evolution of everything and the planes coming and going and all the different airplanes have come and gone and are still here. It's
right.
Amazing.
Tell me, we have an interest in, or I do, I mean, this whole space exploration. Do you feel a connection to that, being a Cessna owner?
Not really. That's a whole other ball.
It is, isn't it? That's a whole new frontier.
Yeah, it's got to be an amazing view from up there.
Right. Yeah.
And I guess, the world in this country has benefited a lot from the space exploration.
Right.
Do you ever lose the thrill? I mean, because what you're doing, especially with your own plane like that, you're defying the laws of gravity, of everything, and you're conquering the skies. I mean, do you ever lose that thrill?
No. Sometimes when you're going somewhere, you're sitting there and it's boring, a little bit boring.
Yeah.
5,000-6,000 feet. And it seems slow moving, but think about flying. I mean, a person can learn to fly a plane in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Maybe 20, half hour to learn takeoff, but you spend the rest of your life learning to land.
Right, yeah. That's the whole thing, right?
Right,
yeah,
landing.
And every land
important part.
Is a new and different, not so much different, but sometimes different challenge.
Yeah,
it's quite unique.
If I got my license, would you fly with me, Jim?
No. I'd fly with.
Okay,
with this young man, but not with you. No.
Okay.
So how was it flying in here? Would they talk about the queuing up?
Well, that's one of the thrills of coming here. Is going through that procedure, getting in line and getting in trail, and keeping. You're supposed to be a half mile to a mile in trail from the plane ahead of you. And everybody comes in at the same speed and the same altitude. They publish a notum. It's 30 pages long.
I saw that.
On the procedure to get in here.
Right.
And you follow it to the T, and it works.
That's what it said. If you read that, you're going to have a very easy.
Yeah, and you got three different frequencies. You tune in, come in here, and to get the information, and then you don't talk to anybody unless you have to. But there's a controller on the ground. You follow the railroad from Ripon. You follow the railroad tracks. Then you get over Ripon. The controller will have you wave your wings, and you go to fish. The same fish.
That's awesome.
He'll tell you which way to turn, to what kind of what runway to use to get in line.
That's cool.
I was reading about, people have their bucket lists. And for some of you pilots, just coming here and landing here is on your bucket list. It's like, I attended the EAA. Did you feel like that the first time you came in?
Oh, yeah. And it wasn't near as busy back then as it was. And I was a new pilot. I was 76. I just got my license in 73. And we had rented a plane. And, that was 45 years ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
My oldest son was just 10 months old.
Oh, and you flew him here? Mm-hmm. Wow, pretty cool.
That's cool. Yeah.
And your daughter, she wants to be a pilot, or are you encouraging her to do this?
She just likes flying. Maybe she'll get her license.
Yeah, that's fun.
I mean, I got the 170, which is a great trainer, and it's a tail dragger. And the tail draggers are a little bit more difficult to handle on the ground and land. I always compare it to a tricycle. A tricycle going down the road at 50 miles an hour forward is fine.
Yeah.
And you go backwards on a tricycle 50 miles an hour, you're fine as long as you stay ahead of it.
Why don't you think I'd be a good pilot, Jim?
I'm looking over at John. John had a hard time with a tricycle going, not even 1 mile an hour. So, yeah. What? And how often do you have to redo your license? I mean, you guys always seem so calm, cool, and collected, the pilots that I know. Do you retrain, or you just...
Well, I just did mine in June. You have to have a biannual. You go up with an instructor, whatever you go through the basics, your turns and stalls and landings and takeoffs and all that. Whatever he wants you to do, you do, and he certifies you every 2 years. And then the medicals have changed. They've made that a lot better. And I'm 74 years old now. Five, 6 years ago or more than that, they come out with this basic med where you take a course. You see, it doesn't have to be an FAA-certified doctor examiner. It can be any doctor. Just determines you're physically fit. And what it's all about is yourself. Determine yourself and determine yourself to fit the fly.
What do you think is the
Which
number?
Is good, and nobody knows yourself better
than yourself.
Yeah. What's the number one quality to be a good pilot that a person has to have?
Oh, patience.
Okay.
Yeah.
The will and just the feel.
Yeah.
Fly by feel. And you gotta have that within you, I guess.
You know what show I used to love? Sky King.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, with his niece, Penny? Was it Penny? Was his niece?
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Oh, man. Did you ever watch that show, Jim?
No.
You didn't watch Sky King?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Never
brought to you by Nabisco Shredded Wheat?
No. Yeah.
Sky King! No. You never watched that?
No.
I love that show.
You know what I'm getting out of where I got out of this interview?
Because I want to be a bush pilot.
Yes, that's good. We're running up against another break, but you have a real love for this industry. I mean, I could just tell in this little interview here, this means a lot to you.
I think any pilot does, really. So,
well, it's almost like you're either all in or you're not in at all, right?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and I just fly for pleasure and my own enjoyment. And
And you're a dairy farmer. How ironic is that? You come to the heartland of dairy farmers.
How do you think we're doing here with dairy
food?
You fly over all those farms, you see all those farms flying.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of farms across this country. A lot of farmland, and we're in the Rolling Hills there, the Finger Lakes area.
Dang.
And,
are you around Orange County?
No, Onondaga County.
Okay.
Well, you can buy one of our farms here.
I used to watch Orange County Choppers. Remember Orange County Choppers?
No, I don't remember that.
Remember that show, John? Orange County Choppers?
Yeah. Yeah, I have Harley's, too.
Oh, do you? Oh, my gosh. He's so much cooler than us. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Think about it. I've always wanted to be a dairy farmer. I want to be a pilot. And I want to own a Harley. He's got all three. We've got nothing. Wow.
We don't.
I'm a failure.
We have a radio show, so that's what we got. That's all we got.
All right, we
got
to set our break.
Thank you for joining us today.
John, this has been so wonderful.
Thank you for stopping
here.
It's great.
Yeah,
enjoy the week here.
And I am.
Buy one of our farms. Save some fuel.
Are you a Buffalo Bills fan? Are you a Buffalo Bills fan?
Nah, not much of a sports fan.
Oh, okay. That's
okay,
all right.
Great.
All right. All right. We'll get set a quick break.
The Buffalo Bills. There's one on the phone.
Thank you so much, John.
Thanks, John.
Have a great week. Back after this.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kiner.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor coming your way from EAA here in Oshkosh. 650,000 people expected to come through the grounds here, and we're starting it off right now. This is pretty much the kickoff right now on a beautiful morning, and this could be great, Jim.
This will be a great week here. It starts today, goes through Saturday, I believe, right, Friday or Saturday. The EAA, as Johnny said, you know, over 600,000 visitors. Most of them are pilots. You know that? The people I've run into are pilots, and I was out in the lobby and saw this young man reading, and I'm like, hey, what do you do? He goes, well, I'm a pilot. I'm like, oh, I'm shocked. But can you come on and tell us a little bit about yourself, how important EAA is to you? And so welcome. You're Tim?
Jim Kern.
And where are you from, Tim?
I'm from Anderson, Indiana, just right outside of Indianapolis.
That is a great, great city. Indianapolis, one of my favorite cities.
I'm still wanted there. I'm serious.
No.
I got a speeding ticket years ago, and for about 5 years I kept getting warrants that they'd arrest me if I came back to Indianapolis.
Okay. Well, they're pretty busy right now with other people.
Yeah.
So I guess I don't need to ask how you got here, but how'd you get here?
I know enough about flying to have driven.
Seriously?
Seriously. Oh, yeah. I drive every place I can.
Okay.
Because I have to be there.
Yeah. You know? How many times or how many years have you been a pilot?
I have been a pilot about 32 years, I guess.
Okay.
I don't fly anymore. I've lost a lot of my hearing and some of my eyesight, and I just I could probably pass a medical, but I wouldn't want to be in the sky.
Wow. So, okay.
I don't think we'd want you in the sky either, Tim. You know, I just you lost your hearing, and so but you're a writer now. You're writing for the aviation.
I've been writing for the last 20 years. I've written for over 50 different aviation publications.
Oh my gosh.
And, I write for a number of companies as well. I do their publicity and some of their PR work and some technical writing as well. So I do a lot of writing.
That's cool.
The progression of aviation is unbelievable. I mean, even when you guys started, 100 years ago, but this whole space exploration we're looking into, I mean, tell us, are you covering that as well? I mean, there's a lot of history, but boy, there's a future in this industry.
Well, there is a future, and I'm more terrestrial than extra.
Right.
But, I think we've seen so much driven really by EAA, if you look at it. I mean, you've got 70 years of Oshkosh when it was Rockford.
I
met a family that said, we've been coming to Oshkosh since it was Rockford.
that's wild.
That's about it.
But this is the mecca for people who have a love for aviation, right?
This is
This is the mecca.
This is the place.
Yeah.
And this is the organization that is holding it together and driving it. And, when I got started a long, long, long time ago, I mean, it was when you got a kit plane, you got a bag of tubing and a bag of fabric and some blueprints if you were lucky.
Wow.
And then you built your airplane. That was an airplane kit because it had all the things you needed to fabricate an airplane from scratch. And, kits came along in the really early 70s.
Uh-huh.
Some came along in the 60s, really. But in the 70s, they started gelling. By the 80s, you had kits that had all the welding done, most of the parts fit together pretty
Jim
well.
Jim thinks I'm joking about this. I tried building an experimental plane in the late 60s, early 70s, and the blueprints were from Popular Mechanics Digest. Remember that magazine, Popular
Absolutely.
Mechanics? And they had plans on how to build your own personal little plane.
How did that work out
Not
for
good.
You?
Not good. I never got off the ground. Let's just put it that way.
They
but it was a lawnmower engine is what it called for.
A McCulloch.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, you might have read the same article. That's amazing.
My dad was going to build one of those himself.
No kidding.
He built a fly baby instead.
Oh my gosh. So, yeah.
That's a great entry into this industry. What we were talking earlier, what kid doesn't want to be a pilot, right? Boy,
what
girl
kid doesn't want to fly.
Right. Absolutely.
Exactly. You know? And no matter what your background is, flying it's almost like magical, right? But to buy a kit, you know, and to think they would sell a kit to someone like John Mino, you know, it's not like
that's
you have
supposed to mean.
Have a real high IQ or just you could.
I had a 2.79, Jim.
Can you believe that? He tells people.
2.79, was that what, an IQ or
a GPA?
Both.
I think it's almost a B-.
But I think there's 1,000 of those experimental aircrafts here.
Like, oh, yeah. There's, 10,000 airplanes here?
Right.
And
10,000, isn't that incredible?
Yeah, probably half of them are owner-built.
Isn't that something?
Unbelievable.
Which is pretty amazing.
It is. And it's incredible.
And they flew. That's the other thing,
right.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that they all flew here. Yeah. So you were a pilot, right? Were you commercial or was it all personal?
No, I did it just for the heck of it. I was running an airplane engine company. And people kept saying, hey, I've got my engine in your engine in my airplane. Why don't you come fly with us? And I went, well, I can vouch for the engine. Maybe I should learn something about flying. So I was actually the CEO, and I put up a program for anybody in the whole company that wanted to fly. We would pay for their flying lessons and give them time off from work to go take the flying lessons. And we had a few people take us up. We had a couple people actually solo, and most of them scared themselves and decided
it.
That wasn't their thing.
Yeah.
But they all became better engine builders.
I'll bet.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
That was a good idea.
So it was a lot of fun.
Well, you can hear them revving up right outside the walls.
I know. This,
now.
This place is going to get really busy.
Get really loud really quick.
Cherish your quiet while you have
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
So how many times have you been to the EAA?
My first time at Oshkosh was 1976. And then I went a lot of times in the early 90s when I was running the company. Then I got married, and I didn't come here till again till 2000 when I got divorced. So I've been here.
I think there's a story there about too. But we'll let you go on.
That'll be another segment.
I've been here every year but one since 2000. I had some radiation treatments I had to take.
Okay. So. But we talk about this industry, and you've got 200,000 members of EAA, which mm-hmm. I think is – that just shows the camaraderie. But then there's another – 450 of us lay people that just come to see what you guys are working on. And there's just a lot of energy.
Well, it's fun. I mean, just even before we did the show, just walking around the grounds and seeing some of these planes and how little some of them are. But then the Vietnam helicopters are amazing.
I love the history.
The yes. Boeing thing is amazing.
Yep.
It's
well,
cool.
The Vietnam helicopters and Boeing are far from experimental.
No, yeah.
But they give you inspiration and they
sure
show
do.
You what you can do. I have yet to see a home built C-5, but the neighbors complain.
Yeah.
But you can get an idea for anything you need.
Yep. Right here.
Do you think I would have been a good helicopter pilot?
Not at all. But we are sure glad you joined us, Tim.
Well, I appreciate
great,
it.
Tim.
This is great. And there's so much to see here. EAA convention
so many
going on all
people
week here.
Yeah.
Great people and the most friendly people on the planet, aren't they?
It's awesome. All right. We've got to send a quick break. Tim, thank you so very much. Enjoy your week here in Oshkosh. Great. Mind on the Mayor, back after this.